is AENN, American Exceptionalism News Network.
One thing that I'm afraid of, and that's the people in elected office taking away my rights. I'm not afraid of the crook that's going to come to my door, because if my dogs don't get him, I will, and it's my job to defend myself. It's not your job to protect me. It's not your job to defend me. It's your job to protect the Constitution and protect my rights to defend myself.
2-1-1-0.
It is the agenda for the 21st century you're living in today. For a brave new world where everything that you cherished and held true will no longer exist.
In the original Constitution, I think it is an imperfect document, and I think it is a document that reflects some deep flaws.
And that would authorize him to use the military to arrest people in the United States who, in the president's opinion, are enemies of the country.
You'll find that they've also asked for the right to imprison farmers who wouldn't keep books as prescribed by the federal government. The Secretary of Agriculture asked for the right to seize farms through condemnation and resell them to other individuals. And contained in that same program was a provision that would have allowed the federal government to remove 2 million farmers from the soil.
These government Republicans and Democrats were busy shredding the last vestiges of the Constitution. They're talking about inserting the army into domestic law enforcement. The homeland is part of the battlefield, and people can be held without trial, whether an American citizen or not.
I have been often to, the mothership in New York City, but it's good to have an outpost of the council right here down the street from the State Department. We get a lot of advice from the council, so this will mean I won't have this far to go to be told what we should be doing and how we should think about the future.
Take off the tinfoil hat and put on the Kevlar. It's time for battle with Paul Preston and the Agenda 21 Show.
Well, hello and welcome to Agenda 21 Radio. This is the radio show that is stopping totalitarianism, one exceptional American at a time. And are you that exceptional American? I hope so. And I know you are. That's why you're listening to this radio show, and we really do appreciate your listenership here on Agenda 21 Radio. That's why we're one of the top-rated talkers on TalkStream Live, and we really appreciate that. You know, it's really quite an honor for all of us here at Agenda 21 Radio and Studio 21 and Red State Talk Radio, the talk monster of digital talk radio out there, Red State Talk Radio. You can hear us digitally 6 to 9 a.m. Pacific. That's 9 to 12 p.m. Eastern every single day. 7 days a week. Also at night, you can hear us. And we're on from 2 to 5 on the East Coast. That's 2 to 5 a.m. on the East Coast. And then all of a sudden we get into the Scott Adams Show. Then we come back at 6 a.m. Pacific, which is, of course, 9 a.m. East Coast time. Anyway, so welcome to the show. A lot of things going on. This is Drudge Friday and also Breitbart Friday. So we got, you know, a twofer going on, Drudge and Breitbart. And boy, do we have a lot going on. We have a lot going on. I'm going to be talking a little bit about, Jerry Brown. The wonderful Jerry Brown out here in California, the new monster in town. He's not really new. He's been around for a long time. And, of course, he's turning California upside down. And the vast socialist institution of California, which, by the way, my prediction in 5 years will look just like Venezuela, if not worse. But, of course, the movement to separate California and become its own nation under the auspices of the United Nations. So, in other words, the notion out here in California, at least with some of these people like Jerry Brown, El Presidente, I call Jerry Brown, El Presidente, And I'm hearkening back to our Spanish ancestors from California, of course. You have to understand that California was claimed by Spain, de España, and also the Catholic Church. That is the roots of the history of California, people will tell you. So they say. Forget about people who came out in 1849, and all the people who settled in California and are here from other countries. Europeans, by the way. Which I don't know, I thought the Spanish were Europeans, but if you talk to the folks from La Raza, who are really the new KKK out there. Oh, by the way, those of you that don't comprende Español, La Raza. I'm going to switch to my English side now. La Raza means the race. The race, yeah. And it's a communist organization. La Raza, big time communist organization, very activated here in California legislature. They've had this design, this grand plan to take over California for a long time. And also this grand plan, as we've talked about, for those of you that are longtime listeners of Agenda 21 Radio, about the Southwest. It's a Reconquista movement. Reconquista, like conquistadors, right? We're going to reconquer the land. Reconquista. We're going to reconquer the land that Mexico lost in the Mexican-American War of the 1840s. And we stole it fair and square, according to them. We gringos. We Europeans, by the way. Now, I'm not trying to disparage anybody. I'm using their vernacular as they have used it on me. So when I talk about La Raza, I've got personal experience dealing with these characters in the education system. Oh, yeah. Many, many times. I've had the racist from La Raza call me a racist, but, you know, okay. Racist, really? You know, the same old thing that if you don't get your way as you want, then other people are racist automatically. There you go. I had one time, it's interesting in California because you do have... in many places of California, you still have the European-Spanish connection. And it's very strong. It's wonderful, actually. You have many people who have their direct ancestral lineage from the 1820s even, back to Spain, de España. And family members travel back and forth to Spain in the summertime in particular. I've known several families that do this. They go back and see their ancestors in De Spain, De España. And it's interesting to talk to them about the perception of La Raza. Because, you see, La Raza hates, I mean, I'm going to use that word, they hate Europeans. Anybody who's Europe, this is old world, new world. We're going way back, guys. This is, you know, 1500s of 1492. Cristobal Colón comes to the New World, and they stake out the New World for the Catholic Church and for the España. Now, I have nothing against that. It's fabulous history. Go to Barcelona, Spain, and you'll see it. You'll get it right away. Go to the church. And by the way, you want to see something really interesting? Go to the state capital of California and see in the rotunda of the state capital of California, Queen Isabella. Hello, Ferdinand and Isabella, Spain. They're the ones who financed Cristobal Colón. That's the pronunciation, de España. Cristobal Colón. Not Christopher Columbus, right? Who financed his trip in 1492 to find the New World. He was going to find a shorter route to the Indies, right? So, isn't it interesting that in California, facing due west in the rotunda of the Capitol, not too far from the bowels of the Capitol, in which you find the governor's office of Jerry Brown, the Jesuit Jerry Brown. But you have the statue, and it's Queen Isabella who's basically taking her wealth, and she pledges that she's going to give all her wealth to finance the trip for Christopher Columbus to the New World. And what it is, it's symbolically what people don't maybe get, But when you go there, if you go there and you have a chance, go check it out. Actually, I have a YouTube coming up on that. But go check it out, because really what it means is this. It's the end of Christopher Columbus's quest, California, in Sacramento, California. This was the terminal point of his quest to find the New World. It ended in Sacramento. California was the end of that journey. So when you take a look at, and this is what I'm going to, when you take a look at that history and you put it in context, you can see why for years and years and years in Mexico, they've been teaching this to their kids that Alta California belongs to Mexico. There is no independence movement for Mexico from California. That never happened. Just ask a guy by the name of Ida, who was the first president of California, by the way, out of Red Bluff, California. And, of course, the independence movement of Californios from Mexico, that whole thing. See, that's just history that they say that Europeans stole California, and they want it back. And they want it back. So in comes La Raza, a group that was really founded in the 1850s, 60s, and enhanced with Karl Marx and a guy by the name of Trotsky. The roots of evil in California, La Raza. Stay with us. You're listening to Agenda 21 Radio.
A well-regulated militia is necessary to the security of a free state. The right of the people to keep and bear arms shall not be infringed. At Shooter's Paradise, we support and supply that right. Shop online at either shootersparadiseonline.us or theshootingstore.com to see our huge inventory and great prices. That's shootersparadiseonline.us or theshootingstore.com and enter the zip code 95993 to shop with Shooter's Paradise.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-711-5095 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-711-5095. Again, that's 800-711-5095.
Red State Talk Radio is now available as a voice command on your Amazon Echo and Echo Dot by simply saying, Alexa, play Red State Talk Radio.
Red State Talk Radio on TuneIn.
Turn to every single American. Now, we've been hearing all these stories about sanctuary cities that...
You can now find us on the Amazon Echo and Echo Dot, on TuneIn, on iHeartRadio, and we also have the phone apps in the App Store for your particular phone. And just in case we activated your Echo Dot, Alexa, stop.
We'd like to thank you for doing business with Deitch Insurance. We're running 56 years strong. On June 14th, we have a golf tournament coming up for the local youth. And in October, we have a shred day coming up at our office where our clients and invitees can have their valuable papers work shredded safely. Summertime can afford a lot of fun outdoor activities, such as off-roading with four-wheel vehicles, motorcycles. Please be sure to use your helmets. And when boating, double-check the lights on your boat and make sure you have adequate life vests. Our United Valley Insurance Services relationship allows us to to be one of the 14th largest network of independent agents in the United States. Some of the companies we represent are Ally, Nationwide, Hartford, Fireman's Fund, California Insurance Group, Mercury, Liberty Mutual, as well as Blue Cross and Blue Shield. We have two additional sales agents can help with your challenges and needs relating to life and health, writing coverage correctly, competitive pricing, and always courteous customer service.
Beach Insurance.
Since 1961, we're located on First Street in downtown Marysville.
And welcome back to Agenda 21 Radio. Talking a little bit about history of California and Spanish influence. And my point being, here you have La Raza, a group from Mexico, who wants to chase Europeans out of California. Does that mean the ancestors of the Spaniards that were here, who early settlers to California, who had all the Spanish land grants, they have to go too? Because they're, guess what? They're Europeans. I mean, see, this is a question I used to have to ask these people anytime I have confrontations or issues going on with La Raza folks in the education world. And they kind of like, didn't quite think about that one through. But remember something, people, that these La Raza folks are terrorists, just like ISIS. Just like ISIS. They haven't quite gone over the edge so much about killing, but, you know, when you start matching yourselves up with La Raza and the cartels, well, then you've got a different blend of folks now, don't you? So let's talk about, Jerry Brown. It's interesting how much Jerry Brown is influenced by La Raza in the cartels. It's been a long time connection. A lot of people have thought that about Jerry Brown. And you can't say for sure, but it sure looks like it. When he relaxes laws from the Department of Justice and things like that, it pander to the cartel. And all of a sudden, you just get this explosive growth of marijuana grows throughout California, just destroying and raping the land. Because Jerry Brown decided to do away with certain components that of the Department of Justice, such as your Bureau of Narcotics Enforcement. They're the ones who did the camp programs, the programs that would go out and bust all the marijuana fields and grows and stuff like that. That's all stood down. Law enforcement, for the most part, since Jerry Brown became governor in the third term, has stood down about marijuana. And I know some sheriff's departments go out and do it, and but it's not like it was. What kind of a signal is that that you're sending when you become the governor the third time in your third election, which we don't understand why that's all happened? That's another bizarro thing. The Constitution of California had been amended for Jerry Brown. Isn't that interesting? All the chicanery, you know, all that stuff that's gone on. But anyway, so my point is this, is that the early Californians that were Spaniards, you're gone, right? That's their thinking. Anyway, getting to some other things, but I mentioned Jerry Brown because Jerry Brown's at it again. Not only, I mean, again, this is something, this was the spending bill. We got this press release the other day when I was meeting with the sheriff of Butte County, actually. The man who saved my life on February 12th, 2017. Yeah, and mine and perhaps as many as 200,000 other Californios, of all, by the way, races and creeds. There were Mexicans, there were Irish, the Scottish, English, Puerto Ricans, Guatemalans. That night of February 12th, I don't think the water was going to discriminate from that dam as to who it killed. It was just going to be Californios that were killed. You know, it's interesting. I'm really sidetracking because I want to get into this thing about Jerry Brown and the Pope. But it's interesting that this came up in discussion yesterday. Because, you know, people call me and, you know, resource people. And listen, I really appreciate the sources. I really do. A lot of you are citizen journalists, as you know, to Agenda 21 Radio. I got to come up with some sort of certificate or something when people pledge to become a citizen journalist by simply just going to my email and emailing me, and we start a conversation. But I have some fabulous people that are really, in my opinion, putting it out there by sourcing and giving us just absolute spot on information about the stories that we cover, and the Orville Dam, of course, is being one of them. But we had this, I was talking to one of my sources yesterday. So we talk to the sources, let's see. And I know that some of you leave your phone number and we call back and stuff. And, okay, here it is. I'll do the thing. paul@a21r.com or paul@agenda21radio.news. Those are the two emails that we use. Anyway, so we're talking, and I was saying, because when we get into the story, and I'm going to tell the story, we have a YouTube coming out with the whole story that was told to us about the dam that night when they saved the dam and saved our lives, and it was the sheriff who made the call to evacuate. And it literally was so close to not have been made as a call by the sheriff. He made the decision. But he made the decision, and only just by chance did he happen upon the problem where he had to make the decision. He was really going out the door to go home and enjoy the rest of the evening at home. When, in fact, had he done that, and he not paid attention to what was going on with the people at the Department of Water Resources, this is the critical thing. He would have gone home and said, oh, everything's good at the dam. It's all good in the hood. And you know what? What would have happened is that the dam would have failed, and you would have had at least a 30 to 40 foot wall of water come cascading down the valley and wipe out Orville, the town of Orville, and wipe out many places downstream. And by the way, it just wouldn't be 30 feet of water. It'd be much more than that that would come down, because the water is not very forgiving. It would erode away the hillside and compromise the main spillway, which then would have failed. That would have been a dam fail. It would have carved out more soil and would have emptied that reservoir. We would have inundated land across the Central Valley down past Sacramento. That's the inundation zone. No one wants to talk about that. But I asked the question, given all the circumstances and the truth that we know now, thanks to citizen journalists and Agenda 21 Radio and other YouTubers and so on, the truth has come out about what happened, and the truth has come out about the negligence and the not taking care of the facility, the infrastructure of the dam. And I say this, with all the neglect that has happened at that dam, all the repairs that have not been made to that, just the general stuff you would do. Had that dam failed that night, what would we be looking at today? Maybe as many as at least 200,000 people killed. Maybe more than that, more like a million, because the inundation zone includes about 2.5 million people. All within minutes. Couldn't get a better nuclear bomb, right? But then the back history, of course, the Jerry Brown and his association with Interior Secretary Bruce Babbitt, and knowing that Bruce Babbitt wants to destroy dams, take dams down. What a great way to take a dam down and control your population all in the same boat, which, by the way, is what Jerry Brown has professed. This climate change business. Great way to control populations, because Jerry Brown believes that we are really overpopulated here in California. In fact, it's kind of funny, because the first time he came up with that notion was in the 1970s, following the book by Paul Ehrlich, The Population Bomb. That was a big deal, and he becomes governor in 76, and then the rest is history. He wants to depopulate California, which, by the way, we only had 19 million at that time. Now we have about 40 million people. Now, Jerry Brown, El Presidente, comes on KQED. We mentioned this yesterday a little bit. Didn't get to it, but I'm getting to it now. Jerry Brown and Pope. Here you go. Jerry Brown says the Pope will convert Trump to the climate change religion. You think? Stay with us. More to come here on Agenda 21 Radio.
A well-regulated militia is necessary to the security of a free state. The right of the people to keep and bear arms shall not be infringed. At Shooter's Paradise, we support and supply that right. Shop online at either shootersparadiseonline.us or theshootingstore.com to see our huge inventory and great prices. That's shootersparadiseonline.us or theshootingstore.com and enter the zip code 95993 to shop with Shooter's Paradise.
Do you take Viagra? Are you tired of overpaying for your pills? What if you could get the exact same results for just a fraction of the price, guaranteed? Well, now you can with Sildenafil, the active ingredient in Viagra. With 20 milligram generic Sildenafil tablets, you get the exact same results of Viagra for less than $2 per pill. And again, the results are guaranteed. That's right, absolutely guaranteed results for a fraction of the cost of Viagra. So give your wallet a break and call us toll-free at 800-297-6668 to get your generic Sildenafil delivered discreetly to your door. And of course, while saving hundreds of dollars, you'll also be saving time by saying goodbye to those long, embarrassing pharmacy lines once and for all. Again, just call 800-297-6668 to get your generic Sildenafil with a 100% money-back guarantee. Getting your pills doesn't get any easier or cheaper than this. So call 800-297-6668 now.
Red State Talk Radio is now available as a voice command on your Amazon Echo and Echo Dot by simply saying, Alexa, play Red State Talk Radio.
Red State Talk Radio on TuneIn.
Turn to every single American. Now, we've been hearing all these stories about sanctuary cities that...
You can now find us on the Amazon Echo and Echo Dot, on TuneIn, on iHeartRadio, and we also have the phone apps in the App Store for your particular phone. And just in case we activated your Echo Dot, Alexa, stop.
We'd like to thank you for doing business with Deitch Insurance. We're running 56 years strong. On June 14th, we have a golf tournament coming up for the local youth. And in October, we have a shred day coming up at our office where our clients and invitees can have their valuable papers work shredded safely. Summertime can afford a lot of fun outdoor activities, such as off-roading with four-wheel vehicles, motorcycles. Please be sure to use your helmets. And when boating, double-check the lights on your boat and make sure you have adequate life vests. Our United Valley Insurance Services relationship allows us to be one of the 14th largest network of independent agents in the United States. Some of the companies we represent are Allied, Nationwide, Hartford, Fireman's Fund, California Insurance Group, Mercury, Liberty Mutual, as well as Blue Cross and Blue Shield. We have two additional sales agents can help with your challenges and needs relating to life and health, writing coverage correctly, competitive pricing, and always courteous customer service.
Deitch Insurance.
Since 1961, we're located on First Street in downtown Marysville.
We will face challenges. We will confront hardships, but we will get the job done.
Take off the tinfoil hat and put on the Kevlar. It's time to battle with Paul Preston and the Agenda 21 Show.
And welcome back to Agenda 21 Radio. You can visit our website, agenda21radio.news, agenda21radio.news, or a21r.com. They will get you there. Now, Jerry Brown, at it again, goes on the radio and says, are you ready for this? By the way, we're live. You can go ahead and call in. I forgot to mention this, 215-867-8255. 867-8255, call the number. The lines are now open. Jerry Brown, Pope will convert, Trump to climate change, quote, religion. Joel Pollack Says California Jerry Brown told journalists on Wednesday that he was optimistic that Pope Francis would convert President Donald Trump to the cause of climate change. Brown was commenting on the president's visit to the Vatican earlier that day. It's a very good day. It's very good that the Pope met with President Trump, and very good that President Trump met with him. Don't underestimate the power of the Holy Father. I think that has an effect, Brown said, according to the Bay Area Public Radio station, KQED. In an exchange of gifts Wednesday, the Pope gave Trump a copy of his controversial, written by an atheist, 2015 encyclical, Laudato Si, which called the world to take up environmental challenges like climate change. Which, by the way, this whole thing is a religion. It's called Gaia. Yeah, Gaia, Mother Gaia. And, you know, it's really interesting. If you want to find out who these people are who support Mother Gaia, the religion of Gaia, Earth worship, it's called. The Pope is one, which, you know, there's some sort of confliction going on there with the Pope and the Gaia movement and all that stuff. False prophets. I mean, just some confliction going on there. But there are some radio personalities that really support Gaia. They think Gaia is great. And the movement's really strong in some places, I guess. It's just a passive subtleties that they bring you in with. Gaia. You know, like clothes, dropping off your clothes for the Gaia movement, you know, green boxes at various gas stations and other places. Just subtleties. This is the way they work. This is the way they work. It says, in an exchange of gifts, the encyclical was given to Donald Trump. The Pope is talking about climate change. He's handing Trump the encyclical. Don't underestimate the power of the Holy Father, Brown said. Brown is not alone in his predictions. Earlier this month, Breitbart News' James Dingenpohl reported that a prominent bishop had also predicted that Trump's conversion on climate change would be thanks to the Pope's intervention. Dingenpohl wrote, this is for Breitbart, when President Trump visits the Vatican next week, he will be transformed by the radiant wisdom of His Holiness the Pope into a fully fledged climate change believer. Or say somewhat optimistically, the bishop in charge of the Vatican's Pontifical Academies of Science and Social Sciences has claimed. Now, there's amazing history about the sciences and the church. Well, let's talk about that. We will do that on this radio show so that you understand. And again, this goes back to way before we had the high technologies that we had today. It goes way back to, you know, 1,000 years easily. Almost 2,000 years. The study, it goes Socrates, Plato, all the way up into the various religious groups like Islam and Christianity and Catholicism. And, I mean, the whole nine yards. Science is treated differently today than it was then, although modern-day science has been heavily influenced on by many of the religious beliefs that interfere with pure science. I'm really kind of dancing around some things, you could probably tell, because if you don't know this history, it's very, very hard to understand it in context today. And people who want to manipulate science are big on using that sort of lever against you. And then you bring people in that have their own ideologies in which they want to use science to promote their ideology. Now, let's enter in with Karl Marx and Friedrich Engels, 1848, and the Communist Manifesto. One of the elements of the Communist Manifesto is to use environmentalism as a tool against capitalism. Das Kapital, capitalism. If you radicalize environmentalism, you know, concern for the environment, ship high in transit. I mean, all this stuff. Those of you that have been longtime listeners really, I think, got that joke just then. Ship high in transit. Think about it. It goes back to the guano wars, I guess you could say. Guano. You know what guano is, right? Guano is fertilizer. It's bird poop. Guano Islands. It's really rich in nitrogen. I mean, it's really, really, really rich fertilizer and used by people around the world, of course. But there's large masses of it on islands, especially off of Peru and so on. They're called Guano Islands because they're so rich with it, because the birds, the seagulls, everybody just have been there for thousands of years and left thousands of years of guano deposits on the islands are covered with it. And they used to go and mine it. Still do, I guess. And they would take the guano and put it in boxes. And in the old days, they didn't understand about gas. You know, they understood passing gas. Cow farts, oh God. But anyway, so what they figured out is they'd take this guano and put it in boxes, and they'd put them in the holds of the ship, and they'd go off to Europe and sell their guano. Here's the problem. A lot of those ships didn't make it. Methane gas. Gas buildup. Buildup in the holds of the ships. And especially because those boxes are down low in the bowels, if you wish, the cargo holds of the boats. And they would explode. People wouldn't get it. Then they figured out, must be something in the guano. They figured out the methane gas business, and so they decided, well, anytime we are going to take guano and we're going to put it in boxes and we're going to put it in the ships, we've got to realize we've got to vent the air. So what we're going to do is we're going to make sure that these boxes, when we ship them, are always high in transit. In other words, those boxes were always put at the very top of the cargo, even sometimes out on the decks, because they didn't want the gas to explode. So every box was shipped with the four letters of ship high in transit on them. That's how we got that word, ship high in transit. Guano Wars. That's what pure science will do. It'll straighten those kind of problems out for you, as opposed to not understanding science, which is where, you know, if you can keep people ignorant about science, you can really control them now, can't you? What would you like to do if you'd like to tell people don't ship high in transit? We love to ship high in transit around here. Or at least talk about it. Stay with us. You're listening to Agenda 21 Radio.
He's undoing the UN, one community at a time. It's Paul Preston.
A well-regulated militia is necessary to the security of a free state. The right of the people to keep and bear arms shall not be infringed. At Shooter's Paradise, we support and supply that right. Shop online at either shootersparadiseonline.us or theshootingstore.com to see our huge inventory and great prices. That's shootersparadiseonline.us or theshootingstore.com and enter the zip code 95993 to shop with Shooter's Paradise.
Do you take Viagra? Are you tired of overpaying for your pills? What if you could get the exact same results for just a fraction of the price, guaranteed? Well, now you can with Sildenafil, the active ingredient in Viagra. With 20 milligram generic Sildenafil tablets, you get the exact same results of Viagra for less than $2 per pill. And again, the results are guaranteed. That's right, absolutely guaranteed results for a fraction of the cost of Viagra. So give your wallet a break and call us toll-free at 800-297-6668 to get your generic Sildenafil delivered discreetly to your door. And of course, while saving hundreds of dollars, you'll also be saving time by saying goodbye to those long, embarrassing pharmacy lines once and for all. Again, just call 800-297-6668 to get your generic Sildenafil with a 100% money-back guarantee. Getting your pills doesn't get any easier or cheaper than this. So call 800-297-6668 now.
Red State Talk Radio is now available as a voice command on your Amazon Echo and Echo Dot by simply saying, Alexa, play Red State Talk Radio.
Red State Talk Radio on TuneIn.
Turn to every single American. Now, we've been hearing all these stories about sanctuary cities that...
You can now find us on the Amazon Echo and Echo Dot, on TuneIn, on iHeartRadio, and we also have the phone apps in the App Store for your particular phone. And just in case we activated your Echo Dot, Alexa, stop.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-711-5095 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-711-5095. Again, that's 800-711-5095.
We're talking about Jerry Brown and his talking about how Donald Trump is going to make the conversion to a climate changer, if you will, and get away from this nonsense about there is no climate change going on. At least, you know, there is. Of course, there's climate change going on every day. Isn't it amazing how politically correct we have to be about the environment now? And just kind of spell it out to you. Oh, a little reminder, the climate is changing today. As opposed to those days it doesn't change. Can you imagine that? The day that the climate won't change? I mean... See, this is the absurd conversations you get yourself into. The climate change denier business, isn't it, if you will. So we're talking about this article that Jerry Brown has said that he believes that the Pope, because he gave this encyclical to Donald Trump, his encyclical, about the climate and climate change, the religion of climate change, which, by the way, is kind of interesting, coming from the Pope. So we might even delve a little bit into the encyclical. But here's the point. Is an article that was previously written, we're going to shift to it in a second, written by a James, by Breitbart News, James Dilling Poll's article. It said this. It said, when President Trump visits the Vatican next week. Now, this was a week ago he wrote this. And we have it up on Agenda 21 Radio, by the way, a week ago. Go back in the archives and look at it. Says he will be transformed by the radiant wisdom of his holiness and the Pope into a fully fledged climate change believer, or so somewhat optimistically. The bishop in charge of the Vatican's Pontifical Academies of Science and Social Science has claimed. Okay, so that was a quote from Dilling Poll, the article he wrote. It says Dilling Poll was skeptical. This is the author now. Actually, you can bet your bottom dollar that that won't happen. Not least because the Pope's views on climate change are in many ways profoundly, are you ready for this? Drum roll, please, unchristian. Well, we have a new religion on hand here. And the Pope is, well, I mean, I thought we were one religion. Not many gods. Monotheist. I thought we were a one God concept here. I don't know why I'd think that. Coming from the Pope, of course. But no, we have two gods now. We have our God that we pray to, and we have the earth, Gaia. That's what the Pope is saying. I'm telling you, I'm not making this up. This is what it leads to, Mother Gaia, earth worship. And there is a movement called, are you ready for this, the Gaia movement. People don't believe, listen, this shakes all religions. We now have a new one, the Gaia movement. I'm not making it up. Look it up. It's there. And by the way, if you happen to drive around your communities, I challenge you this. I challenge you. Look for the Gaia movement clothes receptacles. Remember back in the day, Goodwill used to put up these big boxes and you just drive up and drop your clothes off into the receptacle and Goodwill say, hey, that's great. You have those same boxes that have popped up in many communities, Northern California, and all throughout the nation, actually. Look for them. They're a lime green color. A big box, I'd say 4x8. Cubed. And they say Gaia movement on them. And, of course, they're fundraising. They've got thrift stores out there. Get it? They've got thrift stores. So they're raising money as nonprofits. The Gaia movement is out there. And that's what he's putting out. They also notice in this article that Governor Brown once trained as a priest before choosing a political career. That was written by Joel Pollack. Now, but Dingell Poll's article brings out some interesting things about the Pope and about the encyclical. And when we had Patrick Wood on the other day, he kind of mentioned this, that the encyclical itself was written and authored by an atheist. Oh. Yeah, I mean, I'm not making it up. It was written by an atheist. And it's interesting that they would choose an atheist to write something like this. And the atheist name is Hans Schulenhuber. Now, this guy's got quite the history. He's an atheist and a leftist. Go figure. And he wrote this. Schulenberg is a Gaia-worshipping eco-loon, as described by him. And he is. And look this guy up. Schulenhuber. S-C-H-E-L-L-N-H-U-B-E-R. Schulenhuber. He's a Mother Gaia-worshipping eco-loon who has previously argued that the carrying capacity of the Earth is around 1 billion people. Hello. And since the planet is fast approaching a population of 9 billion expected by the middle of the next of this century, this would mean that roughly 8 billion of us have no place inhabiting Mother Gaia's biosphere. Of course, you've heard me talk about this many times on Agenda 21 Radio about depopulating the planet. This is what Jerry Brown and here's to. You think I'm making this up, right? Hello? I am not. We have the Pope saying it. We have Jerry Brown saying it. And the encyclical was handed to Donald Trump. Now, who's the loon in town? I don't think Donald Trump's the loon. But when you have somebody who's writing this encyclical, which, by the way, calls for this, and Mother Gaia Earth worship, what are you to make of that? And they want to take out, what, 7-8 billion of us right now? Gee. Those moments by which the sheriff of Butte County, if he had not been in that room, I would have died on February 12th. As many as a million people would have died also. Wonder what Jerry Brown was thinking.
AM 1420.
A well-regulated militia is necessary to the security of a free state. The right of the people to keep and bear arms shall not be infringed. At Shooter's Paradise, we support and supply that right. Shop online at either shootersparadiseonline.us or theshootingstore.com to see our huge inventory and great prices. That's shootersparadiseonline.us or theshootingstore.com and enter the zip code 95993 to shop with Shooter's Paradise.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-711-5095 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-711-5095. Again, that's 800-711-5095.
Red State Talk Radio is now available as a voice command on your Amazon Echo and Echo Dot by simply saying, Alexa, play Red State Talk Radio.
Red State Talk Radio on TuneIn.
Turn to every single American. Now, we've been hearing all these stories about sanctuary cities that...
You can now find us on the Amazon Echo and Echo Dot, on TuneIn, on iHeartRadio, and we also have the phone apps in the App Store for your particular phone. And just in case we activated your Echo Dot, Alexa, stop.
We'd like to thank you for doing business with Deitch Insurance. We're running 56 years strong. On June 14th, we have a golf tournament coming up for the local youth. And in October, we have a shred day coming up at our office where our clients and invitees can have their valuable papers work shredded safely. Summertime can afford a lot of fun outdoor activities, such as off-roading with four-wheel vehicles, motorcycles. Please be sure to use your helmets. And when boating, double-check the lights on your boat and make sure you have adequate life vests. Our United Valley Insurance Services relationship allows us to be one of the 14th largest network of independent agents in the United States. Some of the companies we represent are Allied, Nationwide, Hartford, Fireman's Fund, California Insurance Group, Mercury, Liberty Mutual, as well as Blue Cross and Blue Shield. We have two additional sales agents can help with your challenges and needs relating to life and health, writing coverage correctly, competitive pricing, and always courteous customer service.
Deitch Insurance.
Since 1961, we're located on First Street in downtown Marysville.
Stay tuned for more of Paul Preston's Agenda 21 Radio.
This is your day. This is your celebration. And this, the United States of America, is your country.
And we're back. We've never gone away. We're still here. And we'll be here for you, you Mother Gaia worshipers out there. Did I convert you to Gaiaism? I've lost my touch. I'm sure you're sitting there going, no, you didn't. I just must have lost my touch. I just have lost my conversion touch. I don't know where it is. I'll have to go up and put my hands on the dam. The Orville Dam. Put my finger in the dike. And the green spot on the dam. Or better yet, yeah, I could just put my hands on the dam and become radioactive. Anyway, thanks for listening to Agenda 21 Radio. Just lots of messaging going on there. Sort of coded speak here. We're being undercover. We're being spies. Anyway, I'm having a lot of fun. Visit our website, agenda21radio.news. And by the way, if you don't believe me about the Gaia thing, you can go to the website, and I'm going to put a picture of the Gaia box, because I've actually taken pictures in local communities of these Gaia boxes. It's amazing. They're diabolical, I call them. The diabolical narcissistic boxes. Remember? You know, and listen, Ann Barnhart, we still have the video up of her yesterday, and I still am getting some messages from people. I just checked my emails. It's Ann Barnhart, agenda21radio.news. It's right there on the video. It's in the video portion of the front page. You can read. It's almost 3 hours long, her lecture. Wow. Anyway, thanks for listening to Agenda 21 Radio. Have a great weekend, and stay tuned for Agenda 21 Radio from 12 to 3, KMYC 1410. Stay strong, America. Stay strong. We are exceptional Americans.
We're sending out an SOS to the last vestiges of freedom, democracy, and the American way of life. Paul Preston with Agenda 21.
Stay tuned for more of Paul Preston's Agenda 21 Radio.
This is AENN, American Exceptionalism News Network.